Moving on, and Palestinian protesters have clashed with Israeli forces in Jerusalem al-Quds and the occupied West Bank. Nearly 20 Palestinians have been wounded in the town of Kafr Kadum in the occupied West Bank. Several people have also been injured as Israeli forces fired rubber bullets and tear gas at Palestinians in Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron. Clashes were also reported in the Tor neighborhood of Jerusalem al-Quds. Four Israeli soldiers were wounded in East Jerusalem. Israel has deployed hundreds of additional forces in and around the Al-Aqsa Mosque to crack down on Palestinians. The Israeli forces have set up checkpoints to prevent Palestinian men under the age of 40 from nearing the mosque. Now, pro-Palestine rallies have been held in various parts of the Middle East with demonstrators condemning the recent Israeli aggression against the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. Similar rallies were also staged across Jordan after Friday prayers. Palestinians have announced Friday a day of rage against Israel over its desecration of the Islamic holy site. Al-Aqsa, which is the third holiest site for Muslims, has been the scene of clashes between Israeli troops and Palestinian worshippers since Sunday. Dozens of Palestinians have been injured in the violence that broke out after Israelis stormed the mosque. Tel Aviv's aggression has drawn international condemnation.
Thousands of Palestinians in the besieged Gaza Strip took to the streets following the Friday prayers to express their anger at Israeli attacks on the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The angry protesters slammed the Arab world's silence and called on all Muslims to defend Jerusalem al-Quds and support the Palestinians in the occupied holy city. Jerusalem al-Quds is sacred to all Muslims, and Palestinians consider it as the capital of their future state. Extremist Israeli settlers backed by Israeli forces attacked the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and Palestinian worshippers in recent days. Israeli assaults on worshippers at the mosque compound increased last Sunday following the deployment of Israeli troops to the holy site for the Jewish New Year holiday.
Al-Quds, Al-Aqsa, and the compound of the Al-Aqsa Mosque are red lines that must not be crossed. The attacks on our holy sites signal a death wish for Netanyahu and all the fools who follow in his footsteps. All Palestinians are united to defend our mosque against the attacks by these fools.
Jerusalem Al-Quds and the Al-Aqsa Mosque have a special place in the hearts of millions of Muslims around the world due to its religious status. The city and its people have been under brutal Israeli attacks as the world continues to turn a blind eye to Israeli rights violations. The protesters called on all Muslims to express their solidarity with the holy city.
We call on all Arabs and Muslims and Palestinians everywhere to rise up and defend Jerusalem al-Quds and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. All Palestinian men and women are willing to sacrifice their lives for the sake of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Al-Aqsa belongs to Muslims, and the Zionists must stop their attacks on it.
Palestinians fear that Israel is planning to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque and Judaize East Jerusalem al-Quds, which was occupied and annexed by the regime in 1967. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV, Gaza.